I want to read you something I read on the internet just now. I'm a woman in my early 30s, and I'm a virgin because I don't like being touched. The older you're like this, the more of a freak other adults consider you. Guys complain all the time about head cases and girls who don't put out. I get very angry and sometimes sad about it. Nothing can be done for someone like me. As far as I'm concerned, I would be better off dead. What's the point of living in a world like this? CBT is a joke and has not worked for me. End quote. So clearly this person is suffering greatly because they don't like being touched or they can't tolerate being touched. And therefore, she has trouble in romantic relationships. And she has sought help for it. So kudos to her for seeking help. She tried cognitive behavioral therapy, and apparently it didn't work for her. And now she sounds even suicidal when she says, what's the point in living? So having a fear of being touched is an extremely debilitating condition that can make life very difficult for people. And when I read things like this, I'm reminded of how much we need closeness with others. And one crucial element of closeness is what I might call affectionate touching, you know, whether that's romantic couples touching or friends hugging or this just putting a hand on one's shoulder or just being close to someone, kissing your romantic partner, shaking hands with a friend, even high-fiving or fist-bumping someone. All of these things are what I might consider to be affectionate touch, a connection with other people. We need affection and physical touch in our lives. If you've listened to this podcast at all, you know that I'm a big proponent of human touch and how most Americans do not have enough of this in their lives, and this affects their mental and physical health. And sometimes we think of, you know, just children needing affectionate touch, but no, we need it throughout our lives, men and women, people of all genders. Every human being needs physical touch in order to survive and in order to be healthy. Today, I'm going to present research on touch, the way it affects us, the way it's used in therapy, and some thoughts about our culture. I'm also going to talk about what they call haphophobia, or the fear of touch, haphophobia. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm chair of the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle. I'm also a professor in that program, and I'm also a licensed marriage and family therapist. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast, so if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Patrons get access to all premium episodes on their phones or on the Patreon page. And remember that 20% of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support.